With the Q106.5 Regional News, I'm Cindy Campbell. Many people are waking up without power today after a rain and windstorm that took down branches and trees. CMP reported over 20,000 customers affected by outages just after 5 this morning, while Versant has just over 9,300. Residents are reminded to never touch a downed line and to give repair crews plenty of room as they work to restore electricity. Maine drug agents seized over a kilo of fentanyl from a mobile home in Corinna on Tuesday. David Ireland of Corinna and Carlos Daniel Del Jesus Garcia of Massachusetts in the Dominican Republic are charged with aggravated trafficking in fentanyl. Officials say the street value of the drugs is about $165,000. A Newport man is facing misdemeanor charges for leaving three dogs in a Bangor storage unit locked together in a single kennel. 26-year-old Randall Melvin has been summoned for cruelty to animals and failure to provide shelter. The dogs were rescued and rehabilitated at the Bangor Humane Society, and two out of three have already been adopted. The man who was the subject of a police standoff in the Brewer Walmart parking lot in August of 2021 is sentenced to 37 months in prison. Patrick Mullen pleaded guilty in February to possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Customers and staff members were locked inside the store for much of the 8-hour standoff while police tried to take Mullen into custody. The Ellsworth Christmas Parade has been postponed until Sunday due to the rain that's expected on Saturday. Organizers say the theme this year is Christmas at the Movies and that it will start at 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon. And runners will take to the streets of Millinocket on Saturday for the annual Millinocket Marathon and a Half, which is just over 26 miles for full racers. There's no entry fee, but donations are accepted for this event. Find more information on the Millinocket Marathon and a Half Facebook page. Find more news on demand anytime at Q1065.fm and on the Q106.5 app.